been some women in my life, yeah. You could say I've known my share. Some of them cried for me, and some of them just didn't care. Some of them been hard on me. Some of them tore me up deep inside. Some of them been good to me, and some of them never even tried. But woman, let me tell you, you're every girl I've ever known. You make me feel so very happy sometime, and then you make me feel so all alone. And sometimes I reach out for you, yes, but you just won't take my hand. And sometimes in winter, when I'm lonely, tired, and cold, you know it feels so good in the middle of the night, just to have your hand to hold. Please, why don't you tell me where I stand?
Wasn't that beautiful? That's Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and variations from a theme, and also Blues Part 2. It's 3 minutes before the hour of 5 o'clock, and incidentally, we've got news live from Saigon to go down there and give you the latest word about what's whooping and all that sort of thing. Excuse me. But I have to go to the doctor sometime in the very near future and check out this cough I've got. You got anything to say, JR?
Nope.
Nope?
Not a thing. Hey, just... No, go ahead.
No, you were going to say something.
No, you're going to interrupt me.
No, I insist you say something.
Doesn't
say
make
anything.
Any difference to me.
Well, I'll tell you
I
what.
I was just... No, I mean, go
no,
ahead.
All right, you were going to say...
No, I gave up. I'm sorry.
You gave up?
Yeah, it's your show. I'm not going to say nothing.
No, go ahead and say something.
No.
Anything.
There's no sense in me trying to say anything.
I won't interrupt you anymore.
Okay. You're really not, are you?
Nope.
I was just going to talk about what we were getting ready to do now and talk about what we were going to do after we take a short break here. And go down to Saigon.
Well, at any rate.
No.
Go ahead and tell them.
No. You tell them. That's up to you.
Well, let's put it this way. These are the Rolling Stones right now, instrumentally yours. They're going to take us down to Saigon for a short news break, 5 minutes worth of news.
By the way, if Dave sounds a little different to you today, it's because he's recovering from an auto accident he had last night. He fell out of a patrol wagon.
It was a big bust.
Yeah, big bust. You know what somebody told me about you, Dave?
No, I don't.
Somebody told me that you became a disc jockey star almost overnight. That they also told me that last summer you were a Little League drinking instructor.
I was on the Olympic drinking team.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we've got a new song to preview the next hour.
All right.
It's the music from the movie soundtrack, Jungle Rot Can Be Fun. It's a new U.S. Army training film. Real nice.
Sounds like a real winner. Hey, listen, we've got to get down to Saigon, JR. Sorry to interrupt. So we'll see you in the flip side of five, okay? Bye-bye. Goodbye, JR.
Goodbye, Dave.
In case you're wondering what all that heavy music is going on out there, you're listening to the very best in heavy music called Kaleidoscope right here at FM 2EY 104.9. At the time of the automatic tone, the time will be 5 o'clock.
South Vietnamese leaders have territorial designs on Cambodia. Mansfield says he is concerned by statements of Vice President Lee that South Vietnamese troops will stay in Cambodia after the American withdrawal. In Mansfield's words, it appears to me that they're going to conduct their own campaign, brigading. The president said it is a firm intention of the administration to spend $1 billion in fiscal 1972 for the same purpose. The president said the process of putting an end to what formerly were deliberated segregated schools has been long and difficult. And that's AFVN News. This is Navy journalist Jim Sack in Saigon.
You're listening to Kaleidoscope right here on FM Tuiwa 104.9.
Thank you.
Keeping our tradition of heavy jams, that's Jeff Beck and Greensleeves. Right now it's 7 minutes past the hour of 5 o'clock in the morning, and welcome back to Kaleidoscope once again after Groovy News. This is Dave Scott, your host and guide through the Kaleidoscope, with your guest star, J.R. Star. J.R.?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes, I was just...
Thanks for clearing your throat over the air. Yeah. I feel much better. I've had my throat exercises this morning through news.
You know what you forgot to say before going to news?
I give up.
Stay tuned, because after the news, we'll have another fine hour of commercials.
That's not true, because we don't do any commercials here on the show.
We don't?
Yeah, have you ever noticed that?
Oh. Walk on, world. You're dismissed.
Hey, yeah, man. All right. Hey, why don't we continue on with some really good music right
now? That's a real good idea,
Dave. This is a group from Huntington Beach, California, that is, on the West Coast, in case you're wondering where it's located, of the United States, that is. And this is a thing called Dark-Eyed Woman, right?
Yeah, Dark-Eyed Woman.
Dark-Eyed Woman. It's,
yeah, the guy's from Huntington Beach, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't listening.
an experimental group from Huntington Beach, and they just kind of got together and jammed.
Is it Huntington or Newport?
Yeah, Huntington and Newport.
All right, thank you very much, Honest Don. No, wait a minute. Huntington or Newport?
Yeah.
And or Newport.
And or Newport.
Hey, actually, Newport is and or Balboa.
Balboa. Yeah, Balboa Park. Have you ever been there, down in San Diego?
San Diego?
Yeah, they had a World's Fair there in 1906, I guess it was. And the place is really ancient. It's all fallen apart. You can steal all kinds of stuff out of it.
Really?
The part of the wall, you know, and all kinds of stuff. It's really, really something. They got an escalator in the zoo and all kinds of wild stuff.
Do they have a PAP sign or something like that there?
It's you better believe it.
Meet me at the fair and all that sort of thing. Hey, let's continue on. More jams, okay? Okay.
Thank you.
and my pockets full of sand. Well, I'm a long way from home, and I miss my loved one so. In the early morning rain, with no place to go. Out on runway number 9, big 707 set to go, and I'm stuck here on the grass where the cold winds blow. Well, the liquor tasted good, and the time went fast. Well, there she goes, my friend. There she's rolling now at last. Hear the mighty engines roar. See the silver bird. She's away and westward bound. Far above the clouds she'll fly, where the morning rain don't fall and the sun always shines. She'll be flying over my home in about 3 hours' I'm stuck here on the ground, as cold and drunk as I can be. Well, you can't jump a jet plane like you can a freight train. So I'd best be on my way in the early morning rain.
When the still sea conspires in armor, and her sullen and aborted currents breed tiny monsters, true sailing is dead. Awkward instant, and the first animal is jettisoned. Legs furiously pumping their stiff green gallop, and heads bob up. Poise, delicate, pause, consent, in mute nostril agony. The ocean on our
There you have it, The Doors, and Moonlight Drive. Before that, you heard a little poetry called Horse Latitudes, and even before that, we had Judy Collins and
Before that, news.
No, it wasn't news. It was Judy Collins and Early Morning Rain, which is kind of appropriate right now as much as Wade in the Water was. Right?
Oh, you're speaking to me now.
Yes, I am.
Well,
I'm speaking
you.
To you, and you alone.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
All right. Incidentally, it's 20 minutes past the hour of 5 o'clock, and how's that for telling time?
You're really getting good at that.
Yeah, I really am. It's none of that garbage where I used to say. Also, well, the things I said about JR before, I didn't really mean, like, when I said JR is so heavy, the San Diego Heavy is so heavy, that he has to... what did I say that was so terrible? I said you were so heavy that every time you undressed at night, it looked like the circus was folding up. Well, that isn't really true. After the circus unfolds, he has to butter his hips to get in the bathtub.
You know, I heard that your ratings and all had really gone to your head, and you were making a big deal out of it. But I found out that wasn't true. You're still the same creep you always were.
Well, listen, just because my head is so big, I can't get it through the door, you know. You have to butter my head, actually, just like you have to butter your hips.
21 minutes after 5 o'clock.
In other words, you've heard a complete useless minute here at FM Chihuahua, courtesy of yours truly, Dave Scott and J.R. Starr, sitting over here next to me, holding hands. That's what, sweet thing, you? Hey, we've got
a lot...
Well,
there went the license.
What can I say, really? Hey, man, we've got a lot more heavy jams for you guys, especially the ones out there in the perimeter, if you're listening. If you've got a request... And it's a heavy request, and you're from California.
Or if you're from Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina.
Okay, if you're from any of those places out there in dear old Radio Land, why don't you give us a call at 2261? And incidentally, why doesn't the Mars station give us a call at 2264 and get us our calls through, too? We've been kind of waiting on them. It's 22 minutes now past the hour of 5 o'clock in Vietnam. J.R. Starr is on the telephone, and while we're talking and rapping with this guy on the phone, we're going to play some more jams.
The whole wide world love you. Flowers and beads are one thing, but having you, girl, that's something. That's 'cause I know you love me only, and that you'll never leave my heart alone. Girl, she just knows she loves you now. All I talk about and everything I say, and girl, I just know I love you now. You in my lifetime. Girl, I just know I love you. Don't you think my love is true? Girl, I just know I want you. Don't you think my love is true? Girl, I just know I want you. Don't you think that's my love? Thank you.
see how the stars twinkle in the sky this night over the old Midland City campground. And hear how music and gaiety emanate from down by the old Willie Pond. Once again, the scene of the 23rd annual Midland City Volunteer Firemen's Carnival and Fair.
Gee, Commissioner, you're sure you don't want some of this cotton candy?
Wing Warrior.
How about some pizza?
This is official business for us.
How about some of the swell cider?
We must make certain all is legal.
Well, you might start with the cider.
There seem to be two new additions to the carnival this year.
What are they, Commissioner?
Well, first there are the 12 dancing girls from Manjapur.
The second?
Sam's Magic Show.
Gee, did you say Magic Show, Commissioner?
Fine, you do that. And I'll question the 12 dancing girls, yes.
And at that very moment, backstage at Sam's Magic Show.
Call me Sam, Ethan Woman.
The Pink Warrior is entering 10.
Yes, yes, just as we suspected he would.
And listen to plan.
Yes.
On stage will be Magic Drunk.
Oh, I can't wait to see that.
I will say to people, could Sam please have famous Pink Warrior come up to disappear in drunk, please?
And I will be Sam?
Of course.
Boy, I wish I could go see a 12 dancing girls.
Now listen, my lad.
Sam.
Never mind.
Never mind.
Drunk on stage is called A Drunk. Backstage is Drunk called B. By door of 10 is Drunk called C.
Yes.
I put Wing Warrior in A Drunk.
Yes.
Use the curtain and switch B Drunk with A Drunk, leaving B Drunk empty on stage.
Yes.
Then you take A Drunk and put whole thing with Wing Warrior in Lily Pond.
Uh-huh.
And then you signal to me and we both jump in C Drunk beside 10 door. And the mailman come and send us in C Drunk to Big City far away. Question?
Yes.
Ask.
Does that mean that we'll never get to see the 12 dancing girls?
Manners!
And several hours later, on a fast-moving freight train bound for a big city far away.
Manners?
Yes.
You put A Drunk in Lily Pond?
Yes.
You put empty B Drunk on stage?
Yes.
And B is in Drunk C?
Yes.
You did good. Congratulations.
Oh, gee, thank you very much. By the way, is the commissioner in this magic trunk with us? Last time I saw him, he was pulling around A Drunk.
By a strange twist of fate, Chicken Man finds himself bound for a big city far away with Leonard and Evil Woman. Well, as you'll recall, in our last very exciting episode, the wonderful white-winged warrior discovered that he was on his way to a big city far away aboard a fast-moving freight, all expenses paid by the dreaded organization known as Shtick. Well, soon after arriving in Chicago, the feathered fighter was securely blindfolded and taken by Shtick on a very quick sightseeing trip.
Gee, if I miss anything, I hope you'll point it out to me.
And not long after this, the feathered fighter found himself in a lovely public park, surrounded by trees and flowers and birds and butterflies.
Gee, I could stay here forever.
And upon hearing these words, the agents of Shtick quickly placed the famed fowl in shackles and lashed him securely to a big water fountain, and they posted a big sign next to the big fountain that read,
"Please, you can throw rocks at the funny big duck. Signed, the Chicago Department of Parks." Hey, Gladys.
Yeah, Gladys.
But they don't let folks do things like that back in Hollowville.
I know, but this is the big city, Gladys. This is Chicago.
Oh, golly, Ralph. This is sure the nicest vacation you ever took me to. Well, it's even better than our big weekend in Minneapolis.
Hey, Gladys.
Yeah, you love it?
Let's throw some rocks at the funny duck.
Oh, Ralph, you devil.
Oh, let's do it.
Ralph.
Here's a rock for you, and here's one for me.
Ralph.
Yes?
Kiss me.
You mean... right here in Chicago?
Kiss me, my Hollowville lover.
Golly, Gladys, I feel funny doing it in front of a funny duck.
It's okay, I'll look the other way.
Hey, Ralph.
Hi, Gladys.
I think I'm going giddy. You know why?
Don't say it.
Ralph, the funny ducks in Chicago talk.
Did you just say something, funny duck?
Yes, I did, but I'm not a duck.
What are you?
I'm a chicken man.
How come you look like a duck?
Because I'm in a lot of trouble.
Well, what did you do? Have an operation?
No. I am a captive of the dreaded organization known as Shtick.
Hey, Gladys.
Hey, Ralph.
It's one of them Chicago TV shows. That's what it is.
Oh, Ralph, yes, that's what it is.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, good job.
Hawkins.
Hi. Oh, where do you think the camera is?
I don't know. Just keep waving. Hawkins.
Oh, honey, say hello to the kids, too.
Hello, kids. This is your daddy and mommy coming to you from the magic of television of the big city.
See the funny big dog?
Wait to the kids, funny big duck.
Hi, kids.
Oh,
wait.
The quick Shtick sightseeing trip has tripped up our crime-fighting hero, and he finds himself duck blindfolded at the fountain.
The American Forces Vietnam Network presents...
presents another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. Well, 2 weeks after he was captured by the dreaded shtick, shipped to Chicago, lashed to a public fountain, disguised as a duck, stoned by fun-loving tourists, the winged warrior was finally rescued by a person with sharp eyes. His hair was groovy, too. Meanwhile, back in the office of the police commissioner of Midland City.
Hello, commissioner's office.
Miss Helfinger?
Yes.
Well, I'm finally back. How does it feel to hear my old familiar voice again? How does it feel, Miss Helfinger? Huh? How?
Who's calling, please?
Miss Helfinger, it's me who's back.
You mean it is I who's back.
Oh, then you mean me was dreaming all of this? Miss Helfinger?
Winged warrior.
Oh, you'll never know what me's been through.
That's well.
For 2 weeks now, I've been standing knee-deep in a public fountain.
Very nice.
No, it wasn't. I was beginning to feel like a
wet bird?
No, more like a damp duck. Yes, I am.
Commissioner.
Uh-huh.
I think the damp duck has returned.
Well, let's call the gym down and try and catch it this time.
Commissioner.
If that doesn't work, we'll move out.
Commissioner.
What?
The wonderful white-winged warrior has returned. Commissioner.
Huh?
I said the wonderful white-winged warrior has returned.
Why?
Because he was rescued by someone with sharp eyes.
How did the hair look?
Listen, Commissioner, the winged warrior is back. Now, do you have something you want me to tell him, or don't you?
Yes. Give this reply to the winged warrior.
Go ahead.
Say to the winged warrior, okay.
That's your reply.
Would you read it back to me?
Hello, winged warrior.
Yes.
The commissioner said okay.
Now, he didn't have to say all that.
Well, he did.
Now, there's a real human being for you.
Is that all?
My old boss said okay.
Is that all?
You didn't leave anything out, huh?
No.
Miss Helfinger, one kind word deserves one kind act.
What did you have in mind?
Well, to celebrate my warm welcome back, you and the commissioner are invited to a little party tomorrow in my secret chicken cake.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
Not at all. Make it 7:30 at my secret chicken cake.
By the way, where is your secret chicken cave?
What?
Where is your secret chicken cave? If you dare to say to me, do you think I'll tell you? I'll hang up.
I wasn't even going to say that.
I know that's what you were going to say.
No, honestly, I wasn't.
Oh, you were.
No, yes, I wasn't.
I
didn't
have that.
I wasn't even thinking about that.
Wow. So there's to be another blast at the secret chicken cave, is there? If you didn't hear of the last one, what do you think I'd tell you?
Be listening tomorrow as the American Forces Vietnam Network presents another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.